Hi, I'm Dave, and you're listening to Going Long. This is episode 13, Repairing My Broken Wahoo Kicker. In the previous episode, I told you how I came about a box of broken bits that used to be a Wahoo kicker. Well, in this instalment, I'll explain how I eventually managed to fix it. Before I started, I took some time to understand how it works. A direct mount trainer, which is what the kicker is, basically replaces your back wheel. Instead of you turning a wheel that pushes you forward along a path, your pedaling spins a flywheel mounted on static legs, and you go nowhere. There's a bunch of electronic wizardry that makes it harder or easier to turn the flywheel. With the help of even more magical sciencey stuff, the trainer connects to your computer or phone and interacts with it. So, with the right software and the wonders of the interwebs, your pedaling moves your avatar around a screen in a video game alongside other people doing the same thing wherever they are in the world. Basically, you mount your bike on this thing, then simply sit on it and pedal. You'll also need to plug it in so that the electronic-y bits can do their electronic-y thing. Then the wonderful world of esports opens its welcoming arms and invites you in. If you want to go into all the really nerdy details about how I actually managed to fix this thing, you can check out the blog article on www.goinglong.co.uk and go to the post entitled How to Restore a Version 1 Wahoo Kicker. I go through every step of the repair in fine detail. On a closer inspection of the box that I was given with all the bits in it, it was clear that I'd need some new parts. Not only were there broken bits, but there also seemed to be stuff that was missing. Now, if I could find those parts, maybe, well, maybe we could rebuild her, Captain. So, I went on a parts hunt. I'm going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. I'm not scared. Uh-oh, problems. Big problems. We can't get over them and we can't get under them. Oh no, we've got to go through them. As with a lot of things, some of the parts the kicker is made from are generic and easy enough to find. Bearings, for example, come in standard sizes, and I needed several of those. Belt drives are much the same. However, some of the parts I needed were unique and could only be sourced from the manufacturer, who in this case is Wahoo. I hoped that, even if they couldn't supply such old unique parts, they would at least be able to provide specifications for them. Then I could try and source them myself. Sadly, Wahoo refused to supply any information at all, claiming that the version of my kicker is now unsupported. My feelings about this warrants a conversation all of its very own. The version 1 kicker is subtly different from all the subsequent versions, so I couldn't simply order the replacement kits available for those, as they wouldn't fit. So I started posting on engineering and specialist internet chat forums and approached manufacturers of bike stuff worldwide. As a backup plan, I also started searching for broken kickers to scavenge for spares. There must be thousands of them out there, but finding one proved super difficult. The journey led me down a deep rabbit hole into the wonderful world of engineering, design and manufacture. I learned a huge amount. And with a little help from my newfound internet friends, I tried different parts from different manufacturers until we started to come up with matches. Well, almost. I managed to find parts close enough that, with a little modification, could be made to work. For example, I ordered a couple of generic rubber washing machine feet of a similar size to replace one of the kicker's missing ones. That too needed some modification, but eventually I made it fit. Parts continued to arrive and were added to the kicker that was beginning to take shape. There were a couple of things I needed to make from scratch, which I was able to do at the metal workshop I have access to. And it wasn't long before I was almost in a position to test this thing. There was the small matter of what's called a quick-release adapter that I'd lost the moment the box of bits was originally handed to me. I could have made one, but they are still available in a kit that Wahoo sells for later version kickers. So I trawled the net one final time and discovered a bike shop in Windsor advertising a kicker adapter kit that included one of these. This was the only place I could find one in stock. I decided I'd go for a bike ride to buy it. On the way, I dropped into Richmond Cycles on the off chance that they may have one or know something, and boom, they let me have the very part that I was missing. Thanks so much, Richmond Cycles. I'm very grateful to you. Finally, I was able to mount the bike to the trainer with its washing machine replacement foot to see if everything worked. Yay! On a short test ride, all seemed to be working. No! The next day, I learned the kicker was not quite right. It exhibited rhythmic knocking noises. This was coming from a part of the kicker that initially seemed undamaged. The good news was the repairs, or hacks, that I'd already made were holding up. However, it was back to the wheel on for the time being. After further research and a great deal of lurking around on YouTube, I managed to identify the problem and started to work on a fix. This was serious, as the fault was in the very heart of the trainer. I had to make a call. Was it worth all the work required to get this thing properly up and running? It seems I'd made my mind up, as a couple of days later, I was actually injuring myself trying to take the kicker apart again. After a massive struggle, I finally managed to get to the heart of the problem. This kicker was totally fucked. Christ, it was a mess. After much deliberation, I finally came up with a solution to fix this unforeseen fault. It meant that I would have to repair it by modifying it and making new bits from scratch. This was a deep and convoluted rabbit hole that saw me reverse engineer parts using 3D modelling software and printing out the technical drawings and using a lathe to turn the bits that were needed to restore it. Some time later, after I eventually put it all back together using my newly made parts, the kicker was finally back. All clean, adjusted, and shiny. 3 hours later into a test ride and all seemed A-OK. And I won't accept any criticism for using a £5 washing machine rubber foot when the official ones are £80. I'll let the ongoing updates on the club's Discord chat fill in some final details. Clubmates, amazing! What great work! Will it make you any faster knowing that you basically built your own turbo? ? Me. Well, the short answer is no. Sadly, I can't fix my legs. Clubmates. Heroic work. Does it sound nice and smooth now the worn bits are gone? Me. Put it this way. I would have posted a video I made of it working, but all you could hear was the family bitching in the background. Embarrassing or what? Clubmates. But it works? ? Me. Yeah, like new. Not that I've ever had a new one to compare it to. Thanks for listening. It's really appreciated. If you fancy it, a great way of supporting this podcast is to buy me a coffee, which you can find a link for in the podcast notes. You should also check out the Going Long blog at www.goinglong.co.uk. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you want to be notified of future episodes. Well, that's it for this one. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.